cooler, wetter June expected across British Columbia, as we have seen. Warmer conditions returning, though, as we make the transition in July. As all of you have no doubt noticed, British Columbia's spring was a lot colder and wetter than normal so far. That's expected to persist throughout this month, and it has. But now that we're at the end of June and the heat has returned, well, we all saw it yesterday. If you're out in the West Shore, the air didn't quite look right. What is that? What's going on? It looks kind of bluey, kind of hazy. Well, wildfires are back on the agenda in terms of something that all of us need to stand vigilant for and watch out for. Here with the latest, we're joined by Fire Information Officer with the Coastal Fire Center, Julia Caranchi. Thank you so much for your time. Good morning.
Good morning. You're welcome.
Now, I know that there's been a lot of rain up until this point. Anybody whose job is to mow the grass knows that the plants are loving it. Everything's green. Everything's lush. But summer conditions are upon us on the South Coast once again, which means the risk of fire, I suspect, is on the rise. What are we seeing?
Well, what I can say is that certainly that ridge of high pressure that moved over the coast this weekend and into yesterday did accelerate the drying of fine fuels in the forest. And that, in turn, did increase the fire danger rating in our jurisdiction, including Vancouver Island, where the fire risk has risen up to moderate and even in the high range in some areas. However, as we can see today, there is some rain and cooler temperatures expected to return today and tomorrow, and that will likely mitigate these readings. But I did want to add that over the last couple of days, the other thing we have seen is what's called an outflow pattern, which means that drier air from the interior was moving over the coast, which brought the relative humidity down lower than it would otherwise have been. So that accelerated that drying process. But this pattern is expected to shift today back to a normal, more regular inflow pattern, and that should help to bring that cooler, moist air over us from the ocean. You know, weather is a really important factor in influencing fire behavior, as we all know.
When we take a look at the forecast, how far in advance can we actually see? Because we know it'll be today, probably this week, but beyond that, how certain can we be?
We can't be absolutely certain. I mean, what I can say is we have fire weather forecasters, and their job is to predict as far into the future as they can for us. But we receive our forecasts, like most everyone does, you know, up to that about 6 day, and then after that, we need an update. So right now, we're seeing going back to that more unsettled, slightly lower than seasonal temperatures over the next couple of days, possibly a ridge reek of high pressure into the weekend, and then possibly back into that cooler, wetter weather, but we can't for sure predict that as of yet.
What is the message you would like to leave with our audience today as we return to warmer, hotter, drier conditions? Many of us could be under the false impression that we are safer and more insulated from fire risk because of all the rain that we used to have.
Well, that's very true. I guess, you know, my message to folks would be, and I wanted to bring this up anyway, that while we don't have any burning prohibitions or a campfire prohibition in place right now, because we are expecting this precipitation, we are going to be reassessing that. You know, now is the time to be reassessing these things on a week-by-week basis. So we'll be reassessing that next week. So I guess the first thing, most important thing is, please keep an eye on the bcwildfire.ca website. You know, please keep yourself informed and download that app to your phone, the BC Wildfire app. It's very informative. We are seeing that risk going up. I mean, it happens every year around this time. And so even though you can't have a campfire, we're asking people to use fire responsibly. I think that's a message we really need to get out right now. So that means if you're going to have a campfire, I mean, we have a big camping weekend coming up, as everyone knows, this weekend, probably one of the biggest of the year. We ask that people keep your campfire small, you know, ensure you have a fuel brick around it. Do not leave it unattended. Have your tools on hand, your water, to extinguish it. Never leave it unattended, and do not leave the area until it is put out, till it is cool to the touch. We really count on and appreciate the public supporting us by being responsible with fire, and it's important to remember that all human-caused wildfires are completely preventable.
Julia Caranchi, Fire Information Officer with the Coastal Fire Center, as British Columbia, well, expects hotter, drier conditions, finally, as we move into July from the month of June. Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
All right. Bye now.